Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So we have the cutest sound of Jason Aldean's little boy Memphis coming up. It's so funny. So stick around for that. Oh, it's so cute.
It's adorable.
Some sad news this morning about, where did my story go? Kane Brown. His drummer, Kenny Dixon, was killed in a car accident on Saturday. Poor guy. He had a three-year-old son, was planning to marry his fiance next month. Just super, super sad stuff. In better news, Brantley Gilbert is going to be performing tonight at the Lions-Packers Monday Night Football game at Lambeau Field.
Awesome.
So I don't know that any of it's going to be televised, but certainly we're going to try to get
some
sound and whatever. Yeah. So if we don't get to see it tonight, then we'll get to relive some of it tomorrow. But that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
He's going to be out there.
That'll be fun.
Imagine that it's super cold.
Probably,
right?
Yeah. Green Bay, middle of October.
Yeah. Right. My husband was at the Eagles game this weekend. He said it was really cold. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Green Bay ain't better.
No, I know. Right. Like, it's just always cold there,
right.
I think. Gwen Stefani is leaving The Voice after the season. And people are making such a big deal about it because, you know, why is she leaving? There must
something
be troubles.
Happening.
This is so hard. And they both admitted, like, it's weird working together. Blake has said it's just awkward being on set with your love interest because you're battling against each other. And so you want to have this playful banter, but you really just want to win. He's like, the bottom line is I don't want her to win. Like, I might act like I do sometimes, but I don't. He's like, I want to win.
Right.
But so why is she really going? The show said, everybody relax. She's really just going because we like to keep that rotating chair. Right. Like that. And that's what they've been doing this whole time is they change up the judges. There's usually just a two that stay. And she's not one of them. She pops in and out. So,
yeah,
and no drama, no llama drama going on there.
Maybe they're having a baby, Andy.
Oh, that's probably it. Because also the latest news on them is that they're building a house in Oklahoma together, which that could be.
That could be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all coming together piece by piece.
Oh, yeah. All the babies. I mean, good for her. If at 50 she's just starting a family with Blake, that's remarkable. And then this is the cutest thing. So Jason Aldean's wife, Brittany, posted a video of their son, Memphis. She did his hair. And so she pulled the top of it up into like the silly little pebbles ponytail, yep. So it was sticking straight
right up in the middle of his head. Yeah,
and then she took a video of him looking at it for the first time in the mirror.
You don't like it?
No, no.
He's like stomping his feet.
You don't, Memphis, don't like it.
Oh, but this.
But now he's dancing. So he got over it rather quickly.
Yeah. Dance,
you can
dance,
hear
pants.
The thumping is him with his feet because he's down dancing with his hair bobbling back and forth in the mirror.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Which is funny how quickly the emotions change, right?
I know, exactly.
Just when he's going to burst into tears, now he's dancing in a circle.
Dance. So funny.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.